Hi, Richard Felix again. Podcast number 4. Can animals have ghosts? Very interesting. The number of people that I talk to, or have talked to over the years, that have reported seeing their dog, their cat. There has to be something in it. But people, of course, science especially, who don't do anything to do with ghosts and don't believe in ghosts, of course, because there's no proof, say that animals don't have a spirit, a soul, that only we do. And I'm sorry, I can't believe that. Anybody that's got a cat or a dog, or a horse for that matter, you stare into their eyes, you can see their soul. We know only too well that certainly with dogs, especially dogs, because I am a doggy person, there's no doubt about that. All you get from your dog is unconditional love. You can, not that I do, but you can kick it, you can beat it, you can starve it, but it still comes back for more. And it loves you till the end. And not only that, but it loves you beyond the end. Because in my opinion, there's no doubt that animals can haunt. But the funny thing is that it seems to be only dogs, cats and horses that people see ghosts of. I think it's something to do with the fact that all three of them have cohabited with us for the best part of 20,000 years as pets. They live with us, they exist with us, we love them, and they love us. As far as I know, I've never heard of a haunted abattoir. I've never heard of a haunted cowshed. Not haunted by a cow. I've never heard of anyone telling me that they've seen a herd of ghostly cows in the field, or a ghost badger. So it just seems to be those that have cohabited with us. I suppose you could say the same about fish and hamsters and mice. I don't know. If you've got some of the stories to do with ghostly animals, then I'd love to hear them. Especially the fact that we're compiling a book called Great British Ghost Stories, and we're looking for your stories. So we could include them if you've got them in the book. I personally have never seen the ghost, unfortunately, of any of my dogs. But this is live, by the way, and I have a total skeptic with me, Steve Lilly. I mean, Steve and I have been doing the ghost tour of Great Britain for the past 20 years, and he is, I can assure you, he is not a believer. He don't do ghosts. There's no such thing as ghosts, are there, Steve?
No. Nope. Definitely not.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. And we've had, Christ almighty, I mean, you know, we've done 50 DVDs around the country. We've spent an awful lot of time together in haunted locations. And you know, yeah, he loves doing it, but he don't believe it, or didn't believe it. But things seem to have changed in the last few months since he lost his beloved Dave, a 17-year-old Jack Russell. So I'm going to shut up for a minute, and Steve's going to tell us this incredible story. I'm actually sat in his studio at the moment, in the house where Dave dwelt. He was a proper little character, wasn't he, Steve?
Oh, Dave Dog. Yep, he was my best friend. We had to have him put down. It's about 4 months ago now, and Dave had been a very, very good companion of mine. He was, well, according to me, like any dog owner, the best Jack Russell ever. Rob, end of story.
He spent a lot of time with you when you were alone.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Obviously, when you split up from your wife. Yep. I know that for a fact. You know, he was your only companion at the time.
Oh, yes, yeah. It's when you returned home after a day's filming all over the country and, you know, having another heartbeat in the house, you know, Dave was that fella for me. But we had poor old Dave put down. He'd was suffering. He was a very old dog.
17, wasn't he?
17 years old, yeah. And the day after, it really did upset me. To take him to the vets and things like that. But the day after, I'm walking down my stairs, into the hallway, and I used to have a walking stick, which was it was been whittled out of a piece of wood, a tree branch, and this artist had painted a picture of Dave on it for me. A good friend had bought it me for Christmas one year.
I've just walked in with it. Yeah, I've been fetched it out the hall.
In fact, it was a fellow who painted it, a fellow called Mick Bull, and he painted it in 2006. And inscribed on it, it says, "Happy Xmas, Lily," that's my nickname, "from Dawn and Steve and Maisie." And there's some friends I used to live next door to, obviously in 2006.
Yeah.
And I say, it's a walking stick with a picture of Dave on it. Anyway, this walking stick had been lent up in the corner ever since I moved into this house, right? It had not moved. And all of a sudden, it flung itself, I swear, flung itself at me, right? Scared me to death. Picked it up, put it back, and thought, that's Dave, just telling me. Well, I don't know what he was telling me.
He was telling you that he's still with you.
Yeah.
There's no... Didn't your wife see it as well?
No, she didn't see that.
Okay, right, okay.
However, fine. I'll come to my wife very shortly. And I popped my stick back, and that's it. No more occurrences. About a month ago, laying in bed, and I've got a TV on the wall, etc., watching something like Piers Morgan, breakfast time telly. I saw him, Dave. He just walked right across the bedroom, right out of the corner of my eye. Yeah, just as he used to when he was alive. I thought nothing of it. I thought, whatever. Didn't say anything to anybody until a couple of days later. Right, me and the wife pull on the drive in the car, and I just said, "Other day, I said, when I opened the door, I know Dave's not going to be here, and I'm, usually waiting for him to greet me." I says, "Other day, Dave, he walked across the bedroom floor." She looked straight at me. She says, "I've never said no, but it keeps happening to me. Dave's still here." Now, I don't know what to think of it, but I do know this. I have been to some of the most alleged haunted places in the world with Mr. Felix. Filming for hours and hours and hours. We've probably interviewed, getting up towards thousands, and that's no exaggeration, of people telling their ghost stories. And in a nutshell, I think it's all a load of rubbish. Right? That's what I think, right?
Thought.
However, I don't believe these people are telling lies to us, right? I've never thought they were telling lies. I've always thought they were either mistaken. And I truly do believe they believe what they saw. But now, I did see this. This did happen. Right? Funny how it wasn't a human being I saw, or, a human spirit or whatever. It was somebody or an entity that was very close to me, right? But I'm convinced it's the spirit of Dave, dog. Anyway, I'll let you take it from here, Richard.
No, incredible. It really is. I mean, I actually came to Steve because we come here and do a lot of work in his studio here. And literally the day after this happened, Steve said, listen, I've got something to tell you. And he was still shocked. Took me into the hall and showed me this walking stick, which I've now got in my hand, which is actually, it's got three little pictures of Dave, God bless him, on the stick. And he explained to me exactly what he's just told you. He was, I don't know what the word is, he was gobsmacked. He can't explain it, as we can't explain these things. But it's just another of the thousands of stories, that's the wrong word, accounts that people have given me over the years. This is where I get it all from, you, talking to you the public about your accounts and stories. There's no doubt about it, in my opinion. It's real. The other thing, of course, is that not only do we see the ghosts of dogs, cats and horses, but dogs, cats and horses also see ghosts. The number of times, I'm sure loads of you out there will know, you know, all of a sudden the dog, the cat, suddenly sits up, the hackles on the back of their neck come up, and they're staring into the corner, looking at something that we can't see, sometimes growling. The number of accounts that, again, we get from people with sort of security guys with dogs.
Well, it's the same as the CCTV camera in the George Hotel in Belper, when the CCTV camera caught the orb smashing the glass. The dog in the corner, just before it happened, jumped up and was like a pointer dog, just staring at something, waiting for it to happen.
Staring at the orb, in fact. Yes, I'd never seen anything like that. Yep. And again, it was caught on a different camera. You know, they've got more than one camera in there. And that was one of the most convincing things that I've seen for a long, long time. But yeah, they the reason that they see things more than humans is the same reason that children see ghosts more than adults. It's because their minds are open. Until children get to school and start cramming their minds with other things, their minds are very open, and so they see things. That's why there's more chance of you seeing a ghost when you're on holiday, because your mind's open. You've forgotten all about your worries and your troubles and everything else, and you will see ghosts more than you will normally. And the number of accounts, again, I get from people that hired a cottage in Cornwall, a finca in Spain, and saw a ghost. It happens all the time. But the same thing with animals. Their minds are open. There's very little in a dog's mind, a cat's mind. I mean, I don't know whether cows and badgers see ghosts as well. They might, because again, their mind. I always say this, it's a rather silly thing. I say, why does an elephant never forget? Well, it's got nothing to remember. But it's the same with a dog or a cat. There's very little in their minds. That means their mind's open and they see things. And there's no doubt about it in my mind that ghosts wrong. There's no doubt in my mind that dogs, cats and horses, not only do we see their ghosts, but they see ghosts as well. The other fascinating thing is that there are things called harbingers of death, which are banshees, of course, but they're sort of... they're fairies or whatever you want to call them in Ireland. But dogs, big black dogs. There are so many accounts around the country of black dogs that are usually larger than life, usually the size of a small calf, with big pointy ears, black shaggy coat, and either red or yellow staring eyes, that if you actually see it, then... it's a harbinger of death. You or a member of your family will be dead very soon after seeing it. In East Anglia, they're called Black Shuck. In Yorkshire, they're called Padfoots or Barguests. Devon have what they call Yeth Hounds. And in the Isle of Man, they call it the Mordy Dhu. And sightings of these harbingers of death are still being reported to this day by credible people. I mean, are they just myths and legends? Or you try telling that to people who have lost loved ones after seeing one. There's no doubt about it, it's real. Again, I've done stories around the country. There's a story of in the sand dunes of Formby, where a guy was walking across the dunes one day in the 1950s. He was taking a shortcut through the dunes when he was confronted by this huge black dog. He actually lashed out at it with a wooden stick, only to find that the stick went right through the beast. And it's shocked and shaken as he was, he turned on his heel and ran home. And when he got home, he was devastated to find that his father had just died. There's another one a lady told me many, many years ago. I was doing a book signing in Skegness, Ghosts of Lincolnshire, and this lady came up to him at the end of the book signing and said, I've got an interesting ghost story for you. I live in Whitby, Very haunted place, of course, as you all know. And she said, my husband worked at the early warning centre on the Yorkshire Moors. He had a scooter and he used to work shifts and he used to come home sometimes very late at night. And anyway, one evening, late evening, he was driving home in the dark along the Yorkshire Moors and he saw what he thought was a donkey standing on the road in front of him. He slowed up, obviously, thinking, what's a donkey doing? As he got closer to it, he noticed that it had got yellow, staring eyes. And strangely enough, as his wife said, it was a full moon. As he got closer to it, he realised it wasn't a donkey at all. It was a big, black, shaggy dog. He could see its fangs, its big sticky up ears and its shaggy coat. He slowed right up and it just stood there looking at him. He swerved out and put his foot down. Well, didn't put his foot down. He revved up the scooter and zoomed away. And as he was going, he turned back. It was still standing in the same position. It hadn't turned. It wasn't looking at him. It was still staring down the road away from where he was. He got home, woke up the wife, which we fellas, we very seldom do that when we come home late, to tell her the story. They sat up. All the rest of the night, she was making cups of tea. He was very disturbed about what he'd seen. And the tragedy of the whole story is that 3 weeks later, him and his 12-year-old daughter were walking up a hill in Whitby when a runaway lorry came steaming down the hill and hit the two of them and killed them both. Now, as I've said so often when telling this story, that lady isn't going to make up something like that. It has to be true. And since many, many years ago, I used to do York Ghost Walks. I always told that story on the York Ghost Walk concerning Padfoots and bar guests. And at least two people on the Ghost Walk have said to me, yeah, I know that story. And one guy actually said to me, yeah, I remember reading it in the newspaper. It's real. There's no doubt in my mind, no doubt at all, that your pet that you love so much, your dog, your cat, your horse, can still be around you.
Right, Richard. I think we ought to also, let's see if we can get this one bottomed out. Can you say, Ken Dodd's dad's dog's dead?
Ken Dodd's dad's dog's dead. There you go. Yay. Ken Dodd's dad's dog's dead. And you know what? It'd probably come back and haunt him.
Oh, Richard. Anyway, I want to dedicate this podcast to my friend Dave. Right? I miss him so much. He was a good lifelong friend. Yeah, Dave. Thinking of you.
I have to say I am rather jealous of Steve because I lost my poor little Charlie, a 12-year-old Westie, probably a month before Dave died.
Yeah, it was about a month, yes.
And I've had dogs all my life, and I've never had such an affinity, so much love for a dog as I had for my little Charlie. He's buried in the field with one of my other dogs, Brock. Poor old Bingham, my Labrador, is on his last legs at the moment as well. But I've never loved a dog as much as I love Charlie. And I've never seen him. I've never sensed him or anything else. So I have to say I am very jealous of you, Steve, because it's very reassuring to know that they're still around us. Anyway.
But hang on. Let's just...
Yeah.
Make this podcast a little longer. Yep. You know these so-called dead dogs like Dave and things like that, right? Do they go to heaven?
Do they go to doggy heaven? I don't think they do, because I don't think there is a heaven.
No?
And I don't think there's a hell. I think there's another dimension, another frequency, another spiritual plane... another alternative universe, another time zone. And I think they come out of that occasionally, for some reason, come out of that zone, and we see them if we're, for some reason, on a different frequency, for some reason. Perhaps.
It's a difficult one, isn't it?
Yep. But there's something in it, guys. Trust me. There's definitely something in it. Anyway, if you've got any stories, I'd love to hear them. Any ghost stories, but especially something to do with your pet. Because I am at this moment, or we are at this moment, compiling a book with your stories in it called Great British Ghost Stories. And all you need to do is email me at ghost@richardfelix.co.uk. ghost@richardfelix.co.uk. And if it's a good enough story, we'll put it in the book.